It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable Jimmy Panetta, who represents the 19th Congressional District of California. It's great to see you.
Thanks. Good to see you too, Tony, and thanks for this opportunity. Always good to talk about agriculture, especially in my district, in the 19th Congressional District there in California. So thank you.
Well, and the last time we had the opportunity to visit was Tulare World Ag Expo, and again, I just don't know how many people outside of California understand how deep and how wide ag is in your state.
Oh, my God. The number one ag producing state, you're telling me. But that's why it was so great to have that World Expo there, in which we actually did a farm bill listening session and had the speaker there the whole time. Probably the only time the speaker actually didn't get to say a word and did his job of actually listening, which tells you a lot about Kevin being from Bakersfield and understanding the Central Valley, but more importantly, understanding California agriculture. So we got some really good members on both sides of the aisle who will continue to fight for our farmers, our farm workers there in California. So I'm pretty proud that going into this upcoming farm bill in 2023, we're going to have some good representation. And I think we've seen it with some of the bills that have been put forward and will continue to be injected into the farm bill.
Now, you are no longer on the House Ag Committee after having a couple of stints there. That doesn't mean you're not a part of that farm bill process, though, right?
That's exactly it. And that's what I came by back and told my ag legislative assistant. I basically said, look, I got bad news, I got good news. Bad news is I'm not on the ag committee. The good news is I have relationships, good, solid relationships, with Republican members on the ag committee. And that's how we're going to be able to work our stuff in and represent our constituents in the 19th Congressional District. And that's exactly what we're doing. Look, I'm still on Ways and Means, therefore trade. I'm still protecting our trade there through committee and make sure that our producers have the benefit of me being on such an important committee. But at the same time, like I said, this is a place about relationships. You know that, Tony, based on the members you've talked to. And let me tell you, those that represent agriculture districts, it's really easy. One, sure, we could come back here and point out our differences, okay? Most of my Republican colleagues on the Ag Committee that have Ag districts are from pretty red districts. I'm from a pretty blue district. Easy for us to point out our differences. But what I love is that we work to find our similarities, especially when it comes to common ground and focusing on what type of crops and what type of benefits and what type of funding we can provide for our producers. And let me tell you, if there is a bipartisan committee, look, we're going to see our fights coming up in the farm bill when it comes to the conservation and SNAP. We get that. But you got to look at the bigger picture. And for the most part, it's a pretty bipartisan bill. And that's why it pains me that I wasn't on the Ag Committee as I was for my past three terms, but I'll be back on. And even if I'm not on, like I said, my relationships give me the foundation to make sure that I get in my priorities for my constituents in the 19th Congressional.
Some would even say, and I hope I don't put words in your mouth here, that the ability to be on other committees with the knowledge of that House Ag Committee allows you to address issues like the AGI cap.
Exactly. And let me back up before we get to AGI. You look at one of the major bills that helped our producers last Congress, the Inflation Reduction Act. A significant amount of funding goes to our agriculture producers. That bill came through where? Not the Ag Committee. It came through the Ways and Means Committee. So we were able to fight for the increased funding for those conservation programs, for fighting wildfires, for drought resistance, making sure that the billions of dollars that are in that bill actually get down, not only get in that bill, but get down to our producers. And so being on the Ways and Means Committee, I can do, I believe, just as much, if not more work being on that committee for our producers. Now, the adjusted gross income, the AGI, that obviously was an issue that we experienced this year in the 19th Congressional District there on the Central Coast of California with our farmers that got absolutely hammered by these severe storms that we got in January and in March. And basically, we were there on the ground getting those resources through FEMA, through USDA, through the FSA, letting them know, look, these resources are here. They're available to you. Then next thing you know, I have these producers coming to me saying, I don't qualify. It's like, whoa, hold on a second. Why is that? Well, there are certain caps to these programs that say that if you make more than 75% of your profits from agriculture, you can't do it. I was like, that makes no sense. So once again, these are the types of things why it's so important to be on the ground, to have the relationships that I do with my producers, to hear from them. And then we can make these legislative fixes like the AGI Act, making sure that those limitations are no longer there. A bipartisan bill that I authored, introduced with Kat Kamick from Florida, to basically get rid of those limitations. And once again, that's a bill that we're going to try to get into the farm bill coming up here.
You know, I think of the coast there, whether it's Florida or it's California, and I think citrus.
Yeah.
But it just reminds me of that trip to World Ag Expo and the amount of mechanization that we see on display. That's in your wheelhouse.
Oh, man. Yeah. Look, it always has been. Obviously, getting into this job, knowing that I was going to be the representative for specialty crop producers, and realizing early on, well before I got into this office, but growing up on the Central Coast in that agricultural community, that what it takes to harvest those types of crops. And unfortunately, the mechanization and the machines haven't caught up to the necessary human discernment that's needed to basically, for example, see a strawberry plant, pick a ripe, aesthetically pleasing strawberry, and then pack it in one of those clamshells. And right now, human discernment is tough to match. But heck, man, we got Silicon Valley right above the Salinas Valley. We need to start relying on the technology that's available and investing in that. That's where the federal government should come up and start to ensure that the funding's there for our producers to invest in the type of technology that's needed. That's why I introduced two bills that we're going to be getting into this farm bill. The Precise Act, which basically says that if you start to invest in mechanization, you can then have that covered through certain conservation programs. Because what you got to realize is a lot of this drip irrigation goes to, you know, obviously conservation. And so why not put those in the conservation programs? And so we're willing to do that as well. And then you also have the Precision Act, which basically provides low interest loans for the pivot to mechanization as well. Let's be clear. Labor is important. We understand that. Our farm workers are part of the backbone of our agricultural industry, especially there in California. However, you're seeing that workforce shrink, you're seeing it age, and it's just not there. That's why we need to make sure that we replace not the labor, we replace the lack of labor that our farmers have experienced all too often coming up here. And so being able to invest, making sure the federal government steps up and helps our producers invest in mechanization through the Precise Act and the Precision Act is something that I look forward to continuing to push forward.
Stepping up to help out. Hunger among veterans.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Well, look, obviously, you know, what we're saying, it's, you know, veterans, but also in our military. What you have to realize is that there are members of our military that, unfortunately, we sure as heck don't pay enough. And we know that, and we're trying to fix that. But in the meantime, they're having to rely on Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Programs, SNAP. Look, it's pretty shameful that that's a situation that we're faced with due to the lack of pay that we provide some of our service members. But why not make sure that they can at least receive those benefits? What you see, though, especially in a district like mine, where the BAH, the housing, is so expensive, that then can disqualify them from receiving these benefits because they make more because of their housing allocation. We're trying to get rid of that in this year's National Defense Authorization Act, and we've been able to get it into the chairman's mark, and so hopefully we'll push that forward and get that signed into law. Because, look, like I said, it's shameful that there are members of our military that, you know, have to rely on these types of benefit programs. That's why we need to be there. Make sure, one, we would increase their pay, because I believe they deserve it, of course. But two, until we do that, make sure they have access to these benefits, no matter the housing assistance that they get.
So good to see you.
You too.
Thanks for your time. good luck tonight.
Got the baseball game. The Republicans and Democrats playing each other. Obviously, a very partisan event. We want to win. We have every intention of winning. But the fact is that it's also the bipartisanship that develops after the game, from the game.
And I know you've got friends that have played against you and with you, and you'll have that again tonight. Exactly. We wish you the best.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate it.
Again, he represents the 19th Congressional District of California, member of the Budget and the Ways and Means Committees, Jimmy Panetta from California, on today's Agribusiness Report.